Here's a little bit of hurricane history. In 2005, after Hurricane Katrina came ashore, there was a brief period when it seemed like New Orleans had just barely escaped the worst. Of course, it took time for the water to flow, exposing disastrous holes in the city's defenses. We mention this because Hurricane Florence has come ashore and is no longer a hurricane, but we do not know the full damage its rain may cause. NPR's Brackton Booker reports from Kinston, North Carolina.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says Florence has never been as dangerous as it is right now.
Floodwaters are still raging across parts of our state, and the risk to life is rising with the angry waters.
The town of Kinston in eastern North Carolina sits along the Neuse River. When Florence passed by as a Category 1, it flooded parts of the city. The Neuse is already well above flood levels. It's supposed to rise even more later this week. Carrie Cheshire is coming out of a home improvement shop, grabbing a generator for a friend. He lives right by the river and is nervous about his chances his house could take on water.
I don't know. I mean, I'd say it's a 50-50 shot on that. Because right now there's already a house down our road that's already been flooded. So it's just whichever way the water goes, I reckon.
If up to him, he'd flee. But
my mom won't leave out of there. And she's stubborn, you know.
Are you planning to try to ride this out there?
I'm going to have to. I ain't going to leave my mama there stranded.
Others are tired of being cooped up in their homes. Here on Riverbank Road, a steady stream of spectators comes to snap pictures. As far as the eye can see, there's brown, murky water, blocks away from where it should be. Lashika Becton surveys what's now in Neuse Nature Park.
Lots and lots of water. Like, you can't even see the swings anymore. You can't see the parking lot anymore. I don't know what to think.
Most people aren't worried about this happening to their homes. It's this type of complacency that has Craig Hill worried. As chairman of Lenoir County Commissioners, part of his job is to notify residents that a flood is coming, and it could be life-threatening.
They think that every storm is the same. Every storm is different. The river has responded differently than any other time before. So we're concerned that people will not heed the warnings that are out there.
A couple of blocks away from the Neuse River and on higher ground is Mother Earth Tap Room. It's here I meet Tori and Wes Hazelgrove. They're both educators, but won't be back at work until this new round of flooding passes through because schools aren't open.
There's a lot of hype with the storm. I mean, there should be for sure, but I mean, it downgraded from a Category 4 to a 1, I think, by the time it actually hit us. And it's so slow that it affects for a lot longer.
Her husband, Wes, says he's been prepping for 5 days, and it's taking its toll.
So we're just kind of in a period of, like, waiting to see, like, how bad is it going to get. It's like a period of being kind of in limbo.
For now, they say, the beer is helping to take the edge off. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Kinston, North Carolina.